For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Good morning. I'd like to welcome you to the Voice of Victory broadcast. As Jesus approached the time of his sacrifice upon the cross, he began to prepare his followers by speaking to them about his relationship with the Father and the believer's relationship with himself, the Son. In contrast to the previous law, Jesus spoke these words, "This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you." On this broadcast, Pastor Holling concludes a two-part message from the book of John, chapter 15, entitled, "You Still Need Jesus." Listen now as we continue.
And there was a group of German soldiers who dressed themselves in uniforms of the American soldiers. These Germans used stolen American military vehicles. They went through the German countryside. They changed the road signs. And when the American troops came to those crossroads, oftentimes they would follow the direction that was given, but it was the wrong direction. And literally what happened is they began to deceive, and they allowed the Germans and their armies to divide the American army and to allow them to push into the Allied lines, causing what they called a bulge that nearly split the Allied armies in two. The Germans almost, that trick almost gave them the victory in that very decisive battle. And I'm going to tell you something. I don't know about the Germans, but I know there's a lot of people today that are changing the signs beside the road. There's the value of a human soul. I tell you today, Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. The second thing I want you to notice this morning is a specific promise. God gives a promise to those who will walk in his path. Look back at our verse. He said, "Ask for the old path, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls." Boy, don't we live in a day of turmoil, a day of uncertainty? I mean, we live in the days of tragedy, and we live in days of stress. I don't know how many people I talk to and I deal with all the time, and they said, "Preacher, I'm just going through a hard time. I'm really stressed out. I just can't get it all together." Listen, I'm telling you, the answer is getting on the right path and obeying God and walking in the way that would be pleasing to Him. And He said He'll give you rest for your soul. I tell you today, even in spite of the worst circumstances of life, if we'll walk on the right path, there's one thing we'll be assured of: His presence. He said, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." He said in Matthew 28, 18, 19, 20, I won't quote all that, but the latter phrase in verse 20, and He said, "And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age." I don't want to go nowhere. I don't want to go down no path that He does not go with me. And I know if I'm walking the right path, He is with me. The Bible said in Proverbs 16:25, "There is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." In Psalm 16, verse 11, "Thou wilt show me the path of life, and in thy presence is the fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore." Thou wilt show me the path of life, and in thy presence is the fullness of joy. I don't like being sad. I don't like being disappointed. I don't like being hurt. But I tell you, if you walk in the path with Him in His presence, you'll enjoy the blessings and benefit. We can travel safely down that path in knowing that the Lord is guarding our way. Not only will we end up where He wants us to be, but we'll arrive there protected and guided by the Lord. The Bible says in the Bible, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Now, obviously, we have to take those steps, but God orders those steps in order that we might walk according to His will. Isaiah 43, verse 2, "When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee." In Deuteronomy 33, verse 27, "The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Friend, I want you to know today, I'm resting in the everlasting arms of God. And He said, if you'll walk the right path, He said, you shall find rest for your soul. Yes, there's things that disappoint me. There's times that I'm troubled. But friend, in the time of trouble, I can turn to the Lord Jesus Christ because He walks with me. He talks with me and He tells me I am His own. We can know that while we're on the Lord's path, the deepest needs of our souls will be met. There'll be fellowship with Him. There's joy in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible said in 1 John, if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Aren't you glad today that we can have fellowship with Him? When we willfully turn our backs on the path that God has chosen, we're going to find our way difficult. Have you ever come to people and they said, I don't know why all this is happening to me. Good night. Every time I turn around, something's happening to me. Now, first of all, let me preface that by saying that as a child of God, even sometimes going down the wrong path, God allows things. Yes, good people have bad things happen in order that God might teach us. But I'm going to tell you, I run into a lot of folks that say, why is God doing this? Why me? But when I look at their life, and I look at the fruit of their life, which ultimately there is none, I'm not a judge, and I surely would not cast judgment on no one. But friend, a lot of times the reason we're going through things we're going through is because we brought it on ourselves, because we've chosen the wrong path. We went down the wrong way. We went down the way that went away from God instead of going to God. And instead of walking with God, we're literally, I believe, if you're not walking with God, you're walking with the devil. And he'll do everything he can to destroy you. But if you'll get on the right path, God will bless you. But I'm going to tell you what, God changed my life. And for the last 36 years, I've been pastoring and preaching the Word of God every Sunday morning, except when I was sick or away. And I'm going to tell you what, God has given me the most blessed life. Does it mean it's not been without difficulties? No. I lost a son at 23. I lost a sister at 33. I've experienced some heartache and trouble along the way. But friend, all the time, God never left me. All the time, He was beside me. And the last 36 years of my life has been the best part of my life that I've ever lived. And I want to stay on the right path and do what God would have me to do. Not only is there spiritual requirements and a specific reward, He'll bless you. But lastly, there's a stubborn refusal. The Bible said in verse 16, we will not walk therein. The text tells us that Israel refused to walk in the path of the Lord. Notice, if you would, let me just read this quickly in verse 17. And I set a watchman over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken. Therefore hear, ye nations, and know, O congregation, what is among them. Hear, O earth, behold, I will bring evil upon this people, even the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not hearkened unto my words, nor to my law, but rejected it. What purpose cometh there no to me incense from Sheba, and the sweet came from a far country? Your burnt offerings are not acceptable, nor your sacrifices sweet unto me. Therefore thus saith the Lord, behold, I will lay a stumbling block before his people, and the fathers and the sons together shall fall upon them, the neighbor and his friend shall perish. Thus saith the Lord, behold, a people cometh from the north country, and a great nation shall be raised from the sides of the earth. They shall lay hold on bow and spear. They are cruel, they have no mercy. Their voice roareth like the sea. They ride upon horses, they set in array as men for war against thee, O daughter of Zion. We have heard the fame thereof, our names wax feeble. Anguish has taken hold of us, and pain as of a woman of travail. Go not forth into the field, nor walk by the way, for the sword of the enemy and fear is on every side. O daughter of my people, gird thee with sackcloth, wallow thyself in the ashes, make thee mournings as for only thy only son, most bitter lamentations, for the spoiler shall suddenly come upon us. I have set thee for a tower and a fortress among my people, that thou mayest knowest and try their way. They are all grievous revolters, walking with slanders. They are brass and iron. They are corruptors. The bellows are burned. The lid is consumed of fire. The founder melteth in vain, for the wicked are not plucked away. Reprobate silver shall men call them, because the Lord hath rejected them. Friend, if you get, it's not going to be like this. Some people say when you get to heaven, Peter's going to meet you at the gate, check you, see if your name's there. Just ain't so. Peter is not going to meet you at the gate. In fact, you're not even going to get to the gate. You're going to come before the great white throne judgment. If you've never accepted Christ, he's going to say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. Sorry, I never knew you. And he's going to cast you away. You know, no matter what the world does, somebody said, preacher, we got to change. The times have changed, and we got to keep up with the times. We've got to do what everybody else is doing. No, what we're going to do is stick to the old paths. We're going to preach the same word that was preached to the nation of Israel, and we're going to tell people that God demands holiness and a desire for us to walk in His way. Let us make up our minds today. We're going to take the old paths. We ought to be unashamed of who we are. I'm not ashamed to be a Christian. I can hold my head high. I can tuck my Bible under my arm, and I can pray in a restaurant. I don't worry about what anybody says. You know, a lot of people, I remember years ago, as a young person, our youth director said, take your Bibles to school. And I did. But I took every book and everything I could, and I tried to hide it so nobody would see and think I was some kind of a crazy religious fanatic. How foolish I was. Friend, I am not ashamed of this book, because this book revealed to me how to go to heaven. It told me what I needed to do and how I could be saved. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. And listen, God has some biblical standards for us in order that we might live right, that we might look right, that we might talk right among a pagan world in which we live. The old way isn't popular. It's being abandoned by people who've decided that the new path's better. But friend, today the Scripture says that we're to choose the old paths. We're to walk in the way that would be pleasing to God. And I tell you today, no matter what, you can call us old-fashioned if you will, and I guess we are. But I'm telling you, we're going down the same old path that the Word of God commands us to go. And I never want to forsake the preaching of the Word of God. I never want to forsake the fact of living holy for God. I never want to forsake the fact of serving God. I want to be faithful to Him. Friend, today, I'm asking you the question, which path will you take? God hadn't changed. He said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. God is God. He always will be. And we truly need to serve Him today. But I'm going to tell you in closing, the enemies are changing the signs. You remember the Germans a while ago? They changed the signs. The American forces went the wrong way. There's a lot of people going the wrong way because somebody put a sign up and they just followed it thinking they were going the right way. Friend, you better go back to the sign of the Word of God, and you better go the path that God has prepared for us.
Friend, let us be reminded today of the words of Jesus. I am the vine, ye are the branches. If we fail to abide in Him, we become unfruitful. This sermon and many more are available free on our website, victorybaptistchurch.us. That's victorybaptistchurch.us. As we approach the Easter season, we'd like to take a moment to invite you to our Easter cantata presented by the music ministry of Victory Baptist Church. Easter is just a few weeks away on April 1st, and we'd like you to join us for this year's presentation of Jesus, I Am He. We will be sharing more in the weeks to come. Will you choose victory today?
This is Gary Holland, and today's message came to you from the pulpit of Victory Baptist Church, where I serve as pastor. If God has touched your life through the Voice of Victory broadcast, please let us know by contacting us at victorybaptistchurch.us, where all regular services are webcast live. Written correspondence can be addressed to Victory Baptist Church at 938 North Pine Tree Boulevard,
Thomasville, Georgia, 31792. We would like to invite you to our services this morning at Victory Baptist Church, or you can join us on the internet. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week at this same time.